The federal government isn't releasing data on problems with the new Medicare prescription drug plan, but it's no secret that there are a lot of glitches. The federal government has just increased the number of telephone operators who assist pharmacists from 150 to 4,500. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports that one city, Baltimore, Maryland, is treating the start of the Medicare drug program like a public health emergency. It's setting up a quick response center to help pharmacists.
The city of Baltimore is sending health officials to every pharmacy in the city, and they're finding problems.
Tamara Johnson from Baltimore City Health Department as well.
Hi, Tamara. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, we're here to see how you're doing with the transition to Medicare Part D.
It's been a very difficult transition. Mm-hmm. We're having a lot of patients that are having problems with the insurance company, and that's causing a major problem for us.
The officials tell pharmacist Dawn Jacobs they will help. They tell her the city can pay for emergency prescriptions to tide people over, and they can assign a caseworker to help her customers with enrollment problems. And they've got information on a little-used federal fallback program that she can bill on behalf of customers who aren't in the system yet. Baltimore City Health Commissioner Joshua Sharfstein has set up the program.
The way we've looked at it is if one person switches health insurance, it's just a health insurance issue. But when you have 28,000 of the most vulnerable people in Baltimore switching insurance on the same day, it is a potential public health threat.
He set up a situation room for planning and data collection and a 24/7 call-in line for pharmacists.
Hi, this is Jenna O'Keefe from the Baltimore City Health Department. Could I please speak with a pharmacist named John Bullinger?
Bullinger has faxed the health department with his problem, a patient who's not enrolled in the computer but does have a letter. When we visit him at his neighbor care pharmacy, he says until he called the city, he hadn't been able to find any help.
We've had numerous problems. Earlier this week, I was literally on hold and bouncing between phone calls for about 2 hours for one patient.
Outside, we meet an executive of Bullinger's pharmacy, Stanton Aids. He's in charge of pharmacies in a four-state region. He says the city program is making things a lot easier for Baltimore pharmacies.
So the fact is we have one number to call. We can fax the information, we can phone the information, we can email the information to the Baltimore City Health Department and know that they're going to jump on it right away. You know, and they basically take the responsibility for getting on the phone with these prescription drug programs and finding out who's eligible or not.
All this costs money. The budget for the Baltimore plan is $100,000. Sharfstein sees it as money well spent.
We are committed through the end of January, and we're going to see. So far, it's gotten busier every day. So if that continues, I don't think we're going to want to stop it if we're really helping a lot of people every day.
They've gotten about 5 to 10 calls a day and tapped into the emergency funds for 7 people. Sharfstein says he's seen one worrisome sign. Baltimore hospitals have been watching for elderly patients with high blood sugar, a sign they're not taking insulin. Yesterday, a hospital that usually sees 0 or 1 such case a week reported that it had seen 4. The hospital is contacting those patients now to see whether the patients had problems purchasing their insulin. Meanwhile, a growing number of states, more than a dozen at last count, are coming up with plans of their own. Less elaborate than the Baltimore City plan, they're simply paying for the drugs for people who used to get their drugs through Medicaid and are now having problems. Medicare and Medicaid Chief Mark McClellan says Baltimore's plan and the state's plans are fine with him.
By working with us, we can identify the plans that people are in. We can correct any problems that any of their beneficiaries or have in reaching coverage, and that's why many states are working closely with us.
He says such programs will only be necessary for a short period of time. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.